Jeff King in Unalakleet, you're currently getting some sourdough pancakes with blueberry sauce on them. And coming into Unalakleet, I think your dogs, everyone was talking about how strong your dogs look and how they just came in looking pretty fantastic. 300 miles left. Thoughts on the rest of the race?
Well, I'd much rather have them looking fantastic than horrible. So I'm thrilled with them. You know, they did charge in here. They're tired. They're ready for a nap. I mean, we did a 12-hour run, only stopped 15 or 20 minutes, and they only, you know, they had 4 hours in rest in Caltag, and then before that did another 12-hour run. So, but they're really happy, and right now I think that they don't need rest, they just need food. And to be driven, encouraged to go the correct speed. And I think they could just go, go, go.
What is the correct speed then heading out of here?
It isn't a mile per hour, I could tell you. It's watching the dogs and knowing and recognizing that, okay, there it is. That's the gait and the intensity I'm looking for. They're contributing, but not exhausting themselves. It's not a science, it's more of an art.
Now, the last I talked to you, you said that you hadn't even attached their tug lines yet.
There were still two dogs come in here without tug lines on. And it's because I'm going too fast, and the dogs are better off by not having that tug line on there. It's just something I like to do. Other people can teach their dogs to do things different ways, but I like to give them the freedom, and it also basically tells them, I don't need you. You're not being expected to pull. Just come along with us. And well, they know instantly, like your dog knows when you put it on a leash what's going on. You know, it recognizes the restraint, if you will, and if it's not there, then they just heel, you know, and you put them on a leash and they do different things. Anyway, you put the dog on tug, he's going to pull. Put him on his neckline, he knows that means, oh, I'm just on a leash. I'm just supposed to behave myself till I've been asked to work.
Now, there were a number of teams that came in ahead of you into Unalakleet, and from what I've heard from them, the trail was really snowy. There was not as bad as the Yukon, of course, but there was still a lot of snow out there. Was that kind of compacted for you a little bit coming?
Well, I can't be sure. I'm sure their trail was worse than for me, if for no other reason than it had a reasonably fresh set of tracks through it. But it's very luffy, light and fluffy, not bottomless like the Yukon was. But yes, I mean, it is not hard and fast by any means. And quite frankly, hard and fast is what I'm looking for, because that's when my team will do their very best.
Now, 300 miles left in the race. You know, you do the K300, and you are called King of the Cusco. Now, it's a 300-mile trail left to Nome. Do you plan on kind of running this like you run the Cusco? I mean, I'm kind of curious, or is this the Iditarod in a totally different mindset at this point?
Yeah, it's completely different. My dog and I already have 700 miles on us, and so we can't run it like the Cusco because we start there fresh. So, I don't even know what I'm going to do except read the environment, the trail, and the dogs and go as fast as I can within those parameters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had said before that, you know, you were like, I asked you about a schedule, and you were like, schedule? What schedule? You know, it just seemed really silly that I asked that question. And but some people do, you know, run to a schedule, and it seems like this year, is this something recent that you're doing, that you're reading the dogs, or is this something you've always done?
You know, maybe it's semantics. You know, when I say schedule, I assure you some of these guys are going to change their schedule if it's 45 degrees and they were scheduled to run. They're going to change their schedule. Well, I'm kind of embrace the changes, knowing that I won't really know how the dogs look, what the weather is, and the trail conditions are until I get there. And then I will read them and ad lib the schedule that fits the current energy and environment.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I know you have work to do. Jeff King in Unalakleet and reporting in Unalakleet. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.